This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have there for you, all totally free. Main feature of the site allows you, the listener, to control the content of the site. You find something online you want to share with our other listeners, you just submit it as show prep to the freetalklive.com website, and then other listeners will vote as to whether they like your suggestion or not. The most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website. Many more people, including us, are more likely to see it at freetalklive.com. So head on over there and get interactive. Joining you here tonight, it is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And we're going to jump here right back into your phone calls and go first to Andrew in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, greetings, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Andrew?
You guys were talking about Representative Micah, who said that he was astounded that the TSA grew out of control, and he called on airports to use the escape valve in the legislation to have their own security. And I would kind of call his position, while somewhat principled, kind of disingenuous, in that I really doubt that they created this, federal bureaucracy, and the private security that these airports would have, what kind of regulations are they going to have to meet? Because my guess is that they would have to meet the regulations that the TSA comes up with for airport security, because otherwise these airports would have jumped on having private security a long time ago.
There are a couple of airports, maybe a handful, that have opted into using, or rather opted out of, the TSA. But that is a good question. What exactly are the specifications? Because it is my understanding that the TSA essentially creates the criteria that the other private agencies must operate by. Does that mean that they have to install the body scanners too? That it's just essentially the same checkpoint run by different private agents?
The problem here is though, that the size of the TSA is national. These security organizations that handle each of these individual airports, they're just at the airport. So you can use sort of the power of the marketplace to tell one airport, look, your security screening is too rigorous. You need to look at it. Otherwise, I'm going to use another airport. If you were to tell two TSA-run airports this, they'd say, who cares?
Yeah, but that presumes that these private agencies can opt out of the TSA's provisions. So if the TSA comes down with some rule for them that says, yeah, you got to install the exact same equipment.
The purpose of the TSA's provisions are to enrich and entrench itself. So if it's enriching and entrenching, if it doesn't have that same motivation, then its growth would not be nearly as astronomical. It'd be much more glacial.
The airlines have a greater incentive to provide for safety of their passengers. Because they've got goodwill, they've got profitability, all those things to consider. The TSA is just a government agency that gets paid well the same whether they do a good job or not.
Well, and that's, again, where the concern comes in here. The TSA, that was going to be one of my questions. If an airport opts out of the TSA, does it get to also opt out of collecting the taxes that support the TSA?
No.
Okay, so therefore, the airport opting out of the TSA does nothing to actually reduce the size of the TSA.
Actually, these security organizations are paid for by the federal government through some kind of grant situation, as I understand.
So the money to pay the private agency would allegedly come from the feds?
Yes, but the feds are collecting the taxes.
Yeah.
So
and if the TSA...
They're like charter schools.
Right, or not necessarily charter schools. I think charter schools probably it's a legitimate example, Mark, but maybe more like Blackwater. They're more like Blackwater, perhaps. Maybe they'd be more friendly than the TSA would. I don't know. But if they're following the exact same manual that the TSA has put out there, then that doesn't really make them that much better, does it?
Yeah,
go ahead, Andrew.
The manual that's secret that no one can take a look at, so you don't actually know what the regulations are. You just know what they say that the regulations are, because if you've ever looked at their website, they always say, our regulations require you to do X, Y, and Z. There's no, pursuant to this regulation, you don't, get to have the following. You can't go look up those regulations. Yeah, some of them are public, but most of them are secret, and they, because, they can't let the terrorists know what they're doing, which somewhat makes sense, but why not just have a private operation altogether get the federal government out of it, and then, you know, make airlines, open the airlines up to liability, then they're going to have quite the incentive to make sure that their airlines, you know, are, you know, policed by themselves and, you know, make sure that their, you know, the airplanes are safe. Because most of the time, you know, pilots are responsible for the people that are on their flight. And I just wanted to add a little story of one experience that I had with the TSA. When I flew out of Manchester, I had a beard going and my shirt was untucked. They referred me to secondary, which just, you know, included just a standard pat-down. But, you know, if a beard and an untucked shirt is enough for, you know, a secondary pat-down above the metal detector, you know, I doubt that they're, you know, going to be holding themselves to stringent regulations.
Thanks for the call tonight, Andrew. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
You know, in the beginning of this whole airport fiasco TSA business back in 2001, before that, people could buy tickets. There was a free market, an open market for unused airline tickets. So you could buy a ticket in somebody else's name and use that,
yeah,
and nobody questioned you.
Like on eBay or something.
Yeah, exactly. And what happened was after the whole 9/11 thing happened and the TSA and the ID and all that stuff, the airlines kind of liked it because then they kind of broke that market. And they control the market more. And
I see.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, the guys standing out there hawking tickets on the way to a sporting event. No, the sporting event doesn't want that.
Yeah, I used to be able to buy a ticket, an unused ticket on from the newspaper or whatever, on the name of Mary Smith one time. I flew as Mary Smith to Hawaii one time.
Oh, Mrs. Smith, we're so glad you're here tonight. So, in fact, Wayne, you were right, actually, according to the poll that Mark cited earlier as evidence that the country is in favor of the TSA and in favor of the scanning, the naked body scanners, according to Tech Dirt. With all the stories of people who don't want to be groped or seen naked just to travel by airplane these days, the TSA must be thrilled with a new poll that was put out by CBS that's getting lots of press, claiming that 81% of Americans support such full-body scans. Thus, we get titles about how Americans overwhelmingly are in favor of such scans. And, of course, as with any poll, the devil's in the details, and specifically in how the questions are asked. As Tim Lee properly notes, the poll question does not mention the whole naked bit or anything relaying the concern of those protesting the machines. The actual question asked reads as follows, quote, "Some airports are now using full-body digital X-ray machines to electronically screen passengers in airport security lines. Do you think these new X-ray machines should or should not be used at airports?" So note there's nothing about how someone will see you naked. There's nothing about the health concerns that some have raised. Note, there's nothing about the compulsory genital groping should you refuse to be seen naked.
Nothing and most, about how they're saving pictures of you naked.
And most people don't follow these issues, and without knowing the details, when you present the question as it's being presented in the poll, it should come as little surprise that most people agreed. Try asking the same people whether or not they approve of being scanned by a machine that presents TSA screeners a naked image of their body and see what the results would be then.
That's exactly what, look, I absolutely said that. That poll was not read the way I would read it. And that's what I said. I mean, I agree, but that is a bland, sort of matter-of-fact way. Most people don't know what's happening when they walk through that machine anyway.
No, they have no idea.
They're just
going
to walk
no
through the machine. They don't get to see here's a naked picture of that lady who just walked through.
Right.
That's not flashed up there.
And there's also
people don't know that there's X-rays going on. They're just walking through
that's
a machine
right.
just like they've walked
that's
through a machine.
That's why we need a national opt-out data to let people know what's going on.
But my point was, Ian, that the politician who got out in front of this parade only got out in front of a parade that 15% of the population is having.
But
they
your
didn't
point is
get
incorrect.
In front of the 51% parade, which is what politicians normally
your point
do.
Is incorrect.
I used the term brave to describe the man
you
as a result.
You used this poll to justify your statement, and this poll does not justify that statement. This poll backs up what Wayne was suggesting, and that is that the politician is seeing a lot of he's seeing a lot of people that are upset and bristling at this this TSA situation, and the poll is not a factor because it didn't ask the right question.
You called the man a liar. I was saying I didn't have enough evidence for that.
I don't know if I called
he's
him a liar on
he's
this
an
issue.
Opportunist.
Yeah, he's just a politician. He's doing what politicians do. He's getting out in front of something he perceives of as a popular issue. And, you know, maybe he did it before this poll came out. Maybe that would have scared him off. Who knows?
We're
coming up. Free Talk Live.
One of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Odysseus the Rebel, a new twist on an old story. This is not your daddy's Odysseus. BigHeadPress.com will help you spark imaginations and free minds with their enjoyable webcomics and graphic novels. Beautifully illustrated, inspirational stories will make your holiday gift-giving a mind-freeing experience that will be appreciated and enjoyed. Sample Odysseus the Rebel online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Vadini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free and taking control of these airwaves here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there completely free, including listening options. We've got broadband and dial-up streams, plus our webcam, listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way, or our satellite feed and more. Go to listen.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com.
Not all of the news is in regards to the TSA. In our world of activism, we've got a friend, Adam Miller, who is has been busily on the road for the last several weeks, doing Liberty on Tour at LibertyOnTour.com. Liberty on Tour just recently wrapped up, and he went back to Wisconsin, where he was promptly arrested. Actually, let's see. Adam, are you with us?
I am here.
All right. Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Fresh out of jail. What happened, man? Why did you get arrested when you went back home?
Well, basically, before I left to do Liberty on Tour, I had a court battle going on where a police officer in town gave me a ticket for driving after suspension. I haven't had a driver's license in like 4 years due to tickets, and I just stopped paying them and whatever. So, he gives me a ticket even though he didn't actually see me driving. I have, like, the video of it, and I left Wisconsin leaving the court case where I tried to show the district attorney during a preliminary hearing, and he watched, like, 10 seconds of it, didn't really care, and said he'd go to trial. Well, weighed my options. Trial would have meant sticking around here longer. Instead, I came up to New Hampshire, and Pete and I planned Liberty on Tour, and therefore a warrant was put out for my arrest, a bench warrant, because I failed to appear at that trial. And I was arrested for that today while Pete Air, my colleague on Liberty on Tour, and I were working out at a local gym. The cops walked right in, which I thought was the weirdest thing because it's a gym that has key passes, and they each had one. And they just walked right in, and that's where Pete has the quick video up on toplock.org. It's the main link right now. I don't know the short URL off the top of my head.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's right up at the top there at copblock.org. Yeah. I watched it earlier today, and Pete does a really good job in the video of backing this cop down as this uppity cop gets in his face about the video camera and demands that he turn it off. And Pete basically just stands his ground and refuses to turn the video camera off, thank goodness. And he was able to use quick.com, QIK.com, to broadcast your arrest. So even if the cops had managed to grab the camera from him, that broadcast still would have gone out.
Exactly, and that's the main benefit of using Quick. But, yeah, Pete did a great job. The officer was trying to say that he'd take it for evidence because he thought he was taking pictures, not streaming live video to the Internet. But,
Something worth announcing.
If they think you've got the only record of this is on the camera itself, then taking the camera solves the problem. However, once you explain to them, hey, look, buddy, I'm streaming this to the Internet. It's going to my account right now. There's nothing you can do about it. People are quite possibly watching this.
Yeah.
So if you reach
it. Absolutely, yeah, because their attitude might change and stuff. But also, it was also nice to see the officer's true reaction, like, not change because it's on the web. Like, if you would have continued to take it, you know, they wouldn't have got the footage of me going out there. But you can just see then how negligent of the law or, you know, these officers are, how they just don't care.
Absolutely. And this guy refused to identify himself on top of that. There were two officers, one in uniform, one just dressed as basically an undercover in a leather jacket. And
he's a detective.
Yeah, Leatherman did not identify himself when asked. And that's supposedly an illegal thing, but it's not like anybody's ever going to punish him for it.
Also, and I mean, I don't know the particular law, and I really don't care because this is a victimless crime and it's merely about revenue from the state, mm-hmm. but they had no paperwork. They had nothing. He showed me a badge before the quick start, and I said, okay, Mike, you have a badge. And he says, well, there's a warrant out for you and we're going to take you. I said, for who? And he said, Adam. And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, I'm not talking to you. I have nothing to say to you. And I kept doing my workout. And then the other officer came in, like, we have a warrant for you. You're going to come with us. And I said, I don't know what you guys are talking about, and I don't even see any paperwork. And that's the conversation. Yeah. So, like, I never, you know, ID'd myself. They never showed me anything.
Right, not like the paperwork would make it.
Two strangers with guns
sure.
and a badge rolled up and put me in handcuffs and took me to a car.
They could have been anybody, and it's not like that the paperwork would have mattered to you or I. I mean, that's just, you know, their little system. But they aren't. You're pointing out they're not even using their own system. They're breaking their own rules.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, to me, yeah, the piece of paper still would have just been a piece of paper, and that's what I went into afterwards when you said, well, the paperwork's in my car. And I said, well, that just sounds like a piece of paper in your car. Like, what is it? You know, it has no right to kidnap my body. But so, yeah, so we went through the whole thing. They took me to the jail, and I was like...
You also went limp, by the way, which resulted in an additional resisting arrest charge.
Yes, yes, and I didn't know this at the time. I mean, obviously they didn't tell me or anything like that, but, yes, once you go to the jail, there's, you know, it's code 5 in Las Vegas for, like, non-cooperative or combative. And so they, five guys, drag me out of the car, take me into a cell, and they're like, since you're not going to cooperate, we have to take all your clothes from you. And I said, what do you mean? I said, I didn't, I'm like, I wasn't resisting arrest. They said, well, no, but since you're doing this, we take all your clothes. And I said, so since I made you work harder...
That's
you
right.
have to take all my clothes.
No, they don't have to. Right. They're doing it on purpose.
So they want to make you naked in a cold jail cell. Is that right?
Yep, all the way to my underwear.
Oh, my gosh.
Just my underwear.
Anybody who's ever been in a jail cell knows how cold it can be in there, and it is not necessarily a comfortable place.
Yeah, absolutely. And, like, I mean, I had been through this before, so I was like, whatever. And I'm telling the guys who were while we're taking off my pants and my shirt, like, you know, is this what you thought the job would be like? You know, did you even ask why I was here? You know, if there's no victim, how can there be a crime? Just these things that, you know, I started to say to police officers while they're doing these things. And, you know, the typical responses of this is our job and you had a choice. Like, I could have just blindly given them my money or, you know, walked into the jail and said, you know, photograph my body and here's my fingerprints. But since you're not, you get to have these punishments. And I tell them it's torture. And then they just laugh because they're like, who's torturing you? You had a choice. You know, but like you said, Ian, you're in a cold jail cell, you know, no blankets, they take everything out of there, and, you know, I mean, that's torture. I mean, to me, that's torture.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, obviously, from our perspective, clearly being waterboarded would be more torturous. I mean, there's different levels of torture, right? But depriving humans of the ability to stay warm is, I think, a torturous activity.
Yeah, absolutely. So then, like, for like 2 hours, I sat in there. I don't know. I'm just approximating. Obviously, there's no clocks or anything. And I realized, like, normally in the jails, the hot water doesn't work. But here it did. So I was filling my sink with hot water to, like, steam up my room so it'd be warmer. And no one said nothing. No one came on the PA. And next thing I know, the water just shuts off.
Oh, jeez.
They just shut off my water. And every time a guy's walking by, I was trying to, you know, I'm like, hey, you know, I'm not your property. You know, they treat you like this. Like, I still haven't seen a warrant, and I still know why I'm here. And then after a couple hours, I find out about the additional resisting obstructing charge. And so ultimately, I was told that, like, since I'm not going through the booking process, I could sit there for up to, you know, 3 days, one guy says 2 days. And before they even do anything, after that, they would make me see a judge as a John Doe.
You decided to get bailed out. We'll find out more if you've got time to tell us the rest of the story here in a moment with Adam. It's Free Talk Live.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit, so get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026, 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3. freeze-dry-guy.com. That's freeze-dry-guy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll free and bringing up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. That number, 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You will enjoy the features there for free because, well, those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their websites, so we figured we wanted to do it different. Make it free. freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for news updates, by the way, and be kept in the loop as to what's going on with Free Talk Live. You know, we haven't mentioned it in well over a week. Probably should have been mentioning it more often. The podcast awards are happening right now. This is something that was sent out as a news update about a week back. We mentioned it once on the air. You can go to podcastawards.com to put Free Talk Live in the running for the news politics section of the there are different categories for the podcast awards. And that's the one that we've won 4 times out of 5 times that they've had the podcast awards. This is the 6th podcast awards. And so we need you to take a moment and go to podcastawards.com. If you're in the car right now, just remember that for when you get home, podcastawards.com, and then fill in Free Talk Live and put our podcast URL there in the news slash politics category.
Right. It's the number of nominations that we get is 40% of the nomination process. Free Talk Live has traditionally won this, but we need each and every nomination. They are not, it's not an issue of, well, you know, somebody else will nominate them, because it's not one nomination isn't what it's about.
No, we need more than one.
Yeah, quantity of nominations.
So please take a moment, podcastawards.com, and if you want to be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com to sign up for our email updates or jump on board with our Facebook or Twitter. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Calling all writers interested in journalism and passionate about liberty, the IHS Journalism Internship Program places aspiring journalists and media participates work in real jobs and learn core reporting skills. Former interns have gone on to ABC's 2020, the Financial Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, the Economist, and more. Placements available in print, broadcast, new media, and investigative journalism. Stipends, housing assistance, mentoring, LibertarianInternships.com takes care of all of it. Go there, sign up for their updates, because not only do you get information at LibertarianInternships.com, but they'll send you updates, things that are going on in your specific geographic area, give you reminders. It's LibertarianInternships.com.
We're back with Adam Miller from CopBlock.org, also one of the two folks that did LibertyOnTour.com. CopBlock.org, now your primary website. That's the place you and others blog about police abusing people and doing horrible things. And the police today decided they were going to target and arrest you. They found you at a local gym where you were there with your partner in business, Pete Ayer, working out. They came in. Apparently they had their own access cards to the place, because cops are really into gyms too, and so that's not much of a surprise. But they came in. They didn't bother showing you any kind of paperwork. Weren't really interested in identifying themselves particularly, or at least one of them wasn't. And they dragged you off into their police car. You were then thrown into a jail cell and stripped of all of your clothes, except for your underwear. And I don't wear underwear, so I guess I would be completely naked. Or maybe they'd give me some of those jail undies, which are just despicably nasty.
Why did I have to find out about this?
So
too much information.
Well, you know, not everybody does. Some people like the commando. So...
it's cleaner to wear underwear.
So you were in this jail cell, and what happened? I mean, was there anything else that developed at that point? Because at some point you got out.
Yeah. I mean, and that was it. I had known since, like, we got back here on Friday, Jackson, Wisconsin, Pete and I, and that weekend, I've had kind of a long-running thing with the Jackson Police Department. They like to violate a lot of people's rights, and so we've been going back and forth at it. But one of the officers had told a friend of mine that there was a warrant out for my arrest, and he's sometimes one of these people that's harassing a lot of folks in town. So he said, I don't want to be the one to arrest him, as in, you know, maybe it would look like it was personal or, mm-hmm. or something like that, whatever he meant by it. So anyways, I had known that I would do 6 days, and I was fine with the 6 days. But when they added the resisting obstruction charge and the whole threats about not going through the booking process, which I could sit in the holding area for up to 3 days, I weighed my options, 18 to 21 days. You know, I got final LT stuff in another case in Mississippi, and I decided to be bailed out. So I realized now it was probably the wrong choice because, again, I didn't do anything wrong. The resisting is a total bogus charge. I mean, even according to their rules, you have to act, like, actively resist or combat or be combative.
And I've seen people be convicted for it, though. I mean, people have done the same thing you've done.
I was going to say, yeah. In their court, I mean, it also doesn't really matter what they say. They can do what they want.
Right.
But what the decision I probably at least should have made was to sit the 6 days for the warrant because I've already I lost that $139 no matter what. And then maybe in the 6 days, you know, people at CopBlock that are doing the calling and Pete with his great work on the outside, maybe could have put enough pressure on them to get the resisting dropped, even off of public pressure, instead of playing in their court, which is what I'm going to have to do now. So in hindsight, I'm kind of kicking myself for allowing them to get to me like that, but you know, they everything's cut and dry to them. It's worst case scenario, or
well,
be out here today.
When you're being tortured, and as you described it, they had essentially stripped you of your clothes and put you in a cold jail cell. That's a torturous kind of a situation. I don't blame anybody for wanting to get out of an uncomfortable situation like that. Now, let me see if I'm clear on something though. They arrested you because you failed to appear in court for a trial on driving while suspended?
Yes.
So, therefore, they found you guilty in absentia, and the fee was, or the fine was, 100-something or 6 days in jail?
$139 or 6 days in jail.
Got it. So, but now that you've bailed out, that's going to mean that you're going to have to... Wait, so you'd only be bailing out on the resisting arrest charge, right? The rest of it is...
No, I had to bail out on both. Like, to bail out... would be $139 instead of doing the 6 days, and then $300 for the resisting charge, which is pretty much the fine.
I see.
And I have to fight it in court, yeah.
Got it. So basically, by paying the $139, that eliminated the 6 days. You're out. You're not going back in for another 5 days. That one's done and over with at this point. And then,
yeah, and that's what I was saying. In hindsight, I should have just sat the 6 days instead of giving them money. But, you know, the way I was looking at it then, if I'm going to pay the three, you might as well pay the four and change, when really I should have just sat the 6 days and then hopefully have the resisting drop by then, or hopefully they'd let me out on a signature bond or something. I don't know.
So now you're out on bail. Presumably, when's the arraignment? Tomorrow morning?
No, they'll send me a letter. I don't know when it is, and I didn't sign any conditions or anything like that. I mean, it's a total racket. It was just about money.
Yeah, of course it is.
That's what I kept telling all these guys. It's just about money. So no restrictions. I don't have a court date. I have no idea what the whole reasoning was other than money.
Well, I hope that you can get yourself out of there one of these days, and we look forward to seeing you back up here in New Hampshire. Although I know, is it a secret that there's another? Well, I don't know if I can say what it is. You guys are doing something. You and Pete are planning something else. I don't know how.
Right now, we're just hashing out the. We're hopefully getting a final product out here. Pete and I also have two court cases, one in Mississippi, where Pete's charges were actually just dropped. So,
oh, great news!
That's good news. We're going to work on mine, and then we also have Massachusetts, and again, people can go to libertyontour.com or coplock.org and check out about these sites, but yeah, we're going to hash those out, final product for Liberty on Tour, and then yeah, we're going to most likely plan another project, so we'll see what happens.
Well, I know you teased before about possibly doing a Liberty on Tour New Hampshire edition. I still think that'd be a lot of fun.
Just driving around New Hampshire's not that big of a state.
Well, no, but there's some stuff going on, and
there's a lot of stuff going on. Yeah, we definitely find something to do, and it's definitely in the bag of options.
My big question was, are you going to change brands again? Are you going to stick with LibertyOnTour.com? Because you guys have done a lot to build that, and it would be a shame to see that go away.
Yeah, we're definitely going to hold on to it and use it. Like I said, we probably have like two or three pages in the notebook of ideas for possible next projects or endeavors. And depending on which one of those comes, there's plenty in there that still keep the Liberty on Tour product. Plus, other folks, somebody in the teen area has actually contacted us about using the Liberty on Tour name to do something similar with like a hitchhiking. So we'll get that hands out.
All right, cool, man. Well, glad you're out of jail, and hope to hear more from you. Good things in the future. And, of course, folks can go to copblock.org, see the footage of Adam being arrested this afternoon or this morning. And, Adam, thanks for calling and telling us the story tonight. Appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate it, guys.
Good night, man. Adam Miller, copblock.org, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri.
Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled A-V-A-T-A-R facial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, so enjoy the features you'll find there free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live we'll get a portion of the purchase price. You know, you need to buy stuff. You want stuff. You can get it, likely all of it, at Amazon. They've got so many categories, so many items, and great deals as well. Free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items. Start your shopping experience at amazon.freetalklive.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name, or .anything for that matter. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. So all you'll have to do is use the portal that we've created, hostgator.freetalklive.com. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can get your first month completely free at hostgator.freetalklive.com.
All right, so let's continue with your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Going to G, listening in Georgia. G, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, G, what's on your mind?
I had a little incident yesterday that kind of goes with the TSA thing. It's kind of, I've never seen it before. I took a Greyhound. I'm currently in Savannah now. I was in Michigan for a couple weeks working.
Mm-hmm.
And we have court this week, so I took a Greyhound from Michigan to Georgia. And as I was going through the Detroit hub, I had it was about an hour and 45 minute layover there. And I noticed these two guys in uniform. I don't know if they were Border Patrol, or I didn't really look at their badges or anything. They had green, they had guns, they had radios and everything. And they were, everybody who came off the buses and everybody who was going on the buses they were talking to. Mm-hmm. And I was standing there waiting to get on our bus, you know, kind of wondering what was going on. As we were getting on our buses, and I noticed, too, that they were taking, basically it was like a profiling thing. They were taking the Middle Eastern, like the dark hair, the dark complexion aside and checking all their papers.
Hmm.
As I went to get on my bus, they asked me, are you a United States citizen, which the guy was a Mexican, American, I guess you would call him, and he could barely speak English, was asking us if we're United States citizens.
Yeah, it's a funny feeling when a person, and it's often that you have to deal with government bureaucrats that are, you know, they have accents and things like that. They're asking you about your citizenship, and it's really weird, somebody who's asking you with what appears to be a foreign accent if you're a citizen. It's an odd experience.
Yeah, I wanted to ask him the same question, but in the same sense, I knew I had to come here. And
probably
I
would have gone
myself.
Well.
Yeah, and I can do a Middle Eastern accent, too, and I thought about doing that, and I thought, no, that wouldn't be very good either. But there was another gentleman on the bus with me who was Middle Eastern. He was probably, I'd say, 20, 21 years old, and he got taken aside. They asked him, are you a United States citizen? He was directly behind me. He said yes, and they said, go stand over there. I said yes as well, and they let me get on the bus. They stood there, and they questioned him for a good, I bet it was 20 minutes. Our bus was late leaving by probably 10 minutes because of it. And when he got on the bus, I actually talked to him at the next stop. I said, you know, I'd like to interview you, and even if it's just audio, you know, because all I had was my cell phone. Mm-hmm. I could just do a real quick audio thing, and they put such a fear into him, he didn't even want to talk.
Wow.
He didn't want to talk about it. He said he was born in America. He has never been, I mean, his parents were born in America. You know, his grandparents are from, I think he said, I want to say Pakistan.
Hmm.
So, you know, he's a second generation American.
Would he tell you anything off the record, or he just didn't want to even talk about the experience?
He kind of told me what they asked him, and they looked at his information. They called it in on a radio, because I was trying to take pictures on my cell phone, but it was kind of dark, and the lighting wasn't very good, so I got, like, blobs, but you really can't make out what it was.
What happens to somebody who's riding a Greyhound bus without an ID?
I don't know, because I don't have an ID. I don't carry an ID, and I rode Greyhound. That's how I travel, because you don't need an ID to buy a ticket.
If you can't drive and you need to go somewhere, then Greyhound is pretty much your option. I'm sure there are a lot of people on Greyhound that don't have a government-issued identification card on them. What happens if they pull you aside for this 20-minute interrogation and they want to see your papers? What happens if you don't have any papers to show them?
Myself, personally, because I couldn't show no ID. I thought, what are they going to do, stick me here in downtown Detroit, you know, where I have family that's a couple hours away that would come and get me, but what would they do with my ticket that I just paid $200 for? And how much are these guys getting paid, you know, to stand there and say, are you a United States citizen? You know, I mean, I'm sure they're making quite a bit of money, and it's coming out of the taxpayers, not my pocket because I don't pay taxes, but, you know, the taxpayers who do pay, it's coming out of their pocket, you know, and I just thought, and the kid was, he was scared too, and why
should
he be scared, you know?
Because he knows, as everybody does, whether they'll admit it or not, he knows that these men could at any moment decide to whisk him away and you know, do whatever they want with him.
Yeah, and there was other people taking pictures, and they're supposed to email it to me. I don't know if they're good or not, because there was one guy that got kind of a good picture of the two talking to him. And then in another place, I was talking to another guy, because there's usually people who ride buses, they do it quite often. I just did it 2 weeks ago, went from south to north, and then I just came from the north to the south back down here. And so you know kind of the routine, you know, and especially if you go the same route, you know the same cities you go to, and you go through the same hubs and everything. And a lot of people were saying lately they've had dogs searching the bags as well.
Yep,
they sniff all the bags underneath and all the carry-ons and everything, which I've never seen that.
Yeah, they actually, Michelle Seven told us on Monday night that a friend of hers had this happen to them. In fact, they got pulled over. Yeah, and they were pulled over at a Border Patrol checkpoint, and they actually ran people through the scanner. Apparently, they had one installed at the checkpoint, and it wasn't a Greyhound station. It was a Border Patrol checkpoint, and they searched through all the bags, found some marijuana. They didn't charge anybody. They just confiscated the marijuana, probably went and got high after that. Gee, thanks for the call tonight. I hope everything goes well for you and Mama Allie in court tomorrow, and hopefully we'll hear good news. If it does, thanks for the call and the story. Yes, sir, you too. 800-259-9231.
Yeah, can you believe they went through people's bags, found marijuana, didn't decide to go after whomever it was that they found marijuana in their bag? I mean, that just doesn't make any sense.
Maybe they wanted to smoke it themselves.
That's the only thing I can come up with.
Absolutely. 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue.
I guess, you know, maybe they said to themselves, this just isn't enough pot to worry about or something like that, and in which case, yay for them. I'd be happy if they just took my pot and if I still smoked marijuana, if they just took my pot and went and smoked it, I wouldn't care, but...
Jerry's in Iowa. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. Hello.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind?
I went to a football game a few weeks ago in St. Louis, and there was lines to get in. I thought it was just lines to, you know, enter the stadium. Turns out they're doing pat downs for everybody.
Wow.
And there's a line for men, line for women, line for families. I didn't get really a good look at the line for families because I was in the men line, and then there was the women, then there was the families. But I was kind of upset about it, and some guy turned around and told me, hey, shut up. It's not that bad. And, you know, I went through it, and basically it was just an upper body thing. They kind of hug you, then they kind of just feel around your back. And I thought, well, that was kind of weird because I had a pocket knife in my pants. I wonder why, you know, what was the point of that?
Well, are they trying to catch things or not? It doesn't sound like it, right? It doesn't sound like they're really too concerned.
Yeah. So I today I was kind of thinking about that. So I found a website that had an article about it from 2005. And a security guy with the Cincinnati Bengals said that it's about, it has to do with suicide bombers. I mean, I've watched a lot of football. I've never heard of suicide bombers at any football games before.
Has it even happened in another country? I've never heard of it, but not that I would.
Certainly suicide bombers have occurred, but not necessarily...
At a football game.
Well, an American football game,
or
you mean
a sporting event. Right.
I don't know, and I don't know that that really entirely matters. I think what's more important is there's really not much you can do about suicide bombers, and you can believe that the mouth-breathing security... people here in the United States, which have no experience with it, certainly don't know anything. You can do anything in the name of stopping suicide bombers. Anything. I mean, just stop commerce, if that's what it's going to be about.
Well, in the case of the suicide bomber, it seems incredibly dumb, because if they find a guy with a suicide bomb attached to him, and his original intent was to kill himself at the football game, in the bleachers or something like that, then... it would seem to me that anybody who is intending to kill themselves for whatever the reason, you know, Allah or the jihad or whatever reason they would have for killing themselves, they would still go ahead and kill themselves just right then at the security checkpoint. And would they take out a significantly smaller amount of people? It might even take out more people, depending on how many people are gathered around the security checkpoint waiting in line there. You know, they're going to set their bomb off if that's what their intention is.
Right.
And there are plenty of people there.
But terrorism is a crime of revenge in most cases. Revenge against what is what we want to talk about.
Jerry, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the story. At 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season, share the freedom message with friends, family, or the one acquaintance that really needs it. BigHeadPress.com's thoughtful stories provide a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is L. Neil Smith's Roswell, Texas, a sci-fi, western, romantic comedy with aliens, motorcycles, beautiful women, and the gayest Nazi you've ever seen. Sample online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.